and welcome. Today is Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And to anyone streaming on any other platform, welcome. I'm good. Thank you. Hope you're doing well. Minnesota, how are you? I do hope everyone is enjoying their Tuesday. Wherever that Tuesday may be, I hope everyone's enjoying it. How are you? Okay, so let's see. I'm going to get started. Just let everyone else trickle in as they may. Hold on one second here. Okay. Victim DNA. Should it be used to solve other crimes? You know, there's a woman in San Francisco, I think it was either last year or maybe the year before, who had reported a rape back in 2016. And so her DNA was in the system. You know, they took a rape kit, you know, did everything that they usually do, however they do it. But in 2000, I can't remember what year it was. It was either 21, 22. That DNA was used to catch her because she was breaking into homes. And she sued the city. Now, some people say that you should not be able to use DNA of a victim to solve another crime. And me personally, I'm torn. I don't know if you should, if you shouldn't, because what if that crime is murder? What if it's something really, really serious? But at the same time, do you protect victims' rights? You know, they say now they're going to places like Ancestry.com in order to, you know, to solve crimes. Should they be able to do that? Juju, welcome. I mean, should they be able to do that? Should they be able to go, you know, to someplace like Ancestry and run DNA? And if they get a hit, then they know that it was you who was looking for, you know, who their great great grandfather was. Is that fair? Should you be able to do that? You know, should someone who is adopted be able to look for their DNA again, once again, through Ancestry or whatever else? That you think that when you're giving your DNA, that is confidential. But is it really? Me personally, I don't believe in sending your DNA off to Ancestry.com, to all those places, because you don't know what they're doing with it. But at the same time, you can say the same thing. If you go to the doctor, to the hospital, you don't know who's doing what with your DNA. You don't know. You don't know when these people come to your home and their State Farm sent them, or Allstate, whatever your insurance is, because, you know, you have some places that for life insurance, you know, they come over and they send sometimes a medical professional to come take your DNA. I don't trust any of that. I don't trust someone to walk out of my house and you're walking around in the street or in your car with my DNA. So it comes back to, should you use DNA from a victim to solve a potential crime? And will it make people not want to come forward? Will it make people who were truly victims of rape or some other crime not want to come forward because their DNA could be used for something else? I mean, is it fair? I mean, what do you do? Yeah, I mean, Lou, I mean, seriously, I mean, what do you do? I mean, in some states it's legal, in some states it's not. In some states, you know, they're going back and forth saying what is the moral? You know, is it moral? But at the same time, I always say Jeffrey Dahmer, because he's always the first serial killer that pops in my head whenever I use an analogy, you know. But at the same time, you know, if Jeffrey Dahmer or someone like him is running around killing people, but he reported, you know, a crime years before where his, you know, blood sample was taken to compare to, I don't know, whatever. And it's in the system. And then they're running, the sample from a crime scene, and they find out that his sample has been on all this stuff. And, you know, every time someone comes up dead, that his blood was there. Should you be able to use it? Now, some people will say, well, if you didn't use it, then maybe we wouldn't have been able to solve this crime. Maybe we wouldn't have been able to solve this crime. But what about the original crime? And I do know that this is something that is, what do you call it? This is already something that... people are already fighting over. I mean, even though, you know, states have gone back and forth, federal law prohibits the inclusion of victims' DNA in the National Combined DNA Index system. However, you have counties all across the country who are violating this. So if I get caught, you know, breaking into somebody's house and my DNA is on the doorknob or whatever, or my DNA is on this body that was found, Shelby, Petty Deb, welcome. You know, considering that federal law says you can't use it, in the combined DNA index system, and it's, you know, and but someone, some cop or some detective or whomever, they run it, and my DNA pops up, should I be taken to court for that crime? Wouldn't you have to go back to the drawing board and find some way else to connect me to that to that crime? Is that aha moment gone? And Lou says, right, this is what I'm saying. So some states say yes, some states say no. But if you're going to have a law, it should be a law that's consistent across the board. But whether it's a law or not, crazy lady, welcome. Whether it's a law or not, is it morally okay? Especially when you look at all these rape kits that are backed up for literally years. You can't find the person that raped me, but you connected me to this other crime. I mean, I know there's just so many weeds to go through. Hanny J, welcome. I mean, there's just so many things, you know, to consider. And that's why for me personally, I don't know. And then crazy lady says, don't do the crime. That is true. That is very true. But it still begs the question, whether you do the crime or not, is it morally right to use the DNA from a victim to solve another crime? Is that right? So to me, you know, we can say, I mean, there's just so many things to consider. I don't know. You know, here in California, because of this case, now California, you know, they want to ban the use of rape DNA for unrelated cases. So if it's not related to that rape, you cannot use this DNA for something else. But again, what if that something else is something like something really major, something really serious? What if it is, you know, this woman who was raped back in 2010, she's been going across the country or going across the state killing people. Her DNA is already in the system. But if you pass a law saying that you can't use it, if it's not related to the original case, maybe that crime never gets solved. Or maybe it does get solved, but instead of getting solved, you know, this year, maybe it doesn't get solved until 2027. I don't know. What do you do? And Lou says, I guess it is right, sad about the victim not getting their justice first. Okay. You always find the multi-level. Okay. Crazy Lady, I don't understand. What do you mean by you always find the multi-level? What do you mean by multi-level? I'm not understanding that part of it. Are you saying that you go back to the drawing board and you try to find how the person's connected?
You always find the multi-level, you know, questions to, you know, throw out there, you know, where it isn't just like a black and white answer. You know what I mean? You know,
you're saying
you always find the topics that, you know, there's like, you know, it's like an onion. There's layers of it, you know.
That's what you mean. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the crime.
But you know, on the crime thing, you know what? Check it out. If you don't do the crime, if you can't do the time, okay? Because you never know.
Right, and if
you did a crime where they saved your DNA, that means you killed somebody. Check it out. You ain't got no rights.
Okay, but does that answer the first question then? So should everybody who gives their DNA, that's for ancestry.com, that's for the doctor's office, for rape, for whatever, you go in and you give your DNA, should I automatically expect that my DNA is going to go into another system?
Yep. Yeah, I think you should just sit, you know, if you're going to give your DNA away, you know what, check it out. It's going to be ran, okay? Because you never know. Your DNA, by them doing that, they may find something, you know, in your DNA that helps, you know, cure cancer or something. I don't know.
Okay, but even for something like that, if you find something in my DNA that helps cure cancer, does that mean that? And again, we're going to go in a different way now since you said that, you know, something, my DNA to help cure cancer. Does that mean that I get a piece of whatever amount of money that you're going to make?
I don't know.
Do I get part? So I'm just saying, so now that opens up another door.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Multi-level, you know, I mean,
you know, because when you say DNA, do you think that it is going to prevent people from coming forward? And if I give my DNA to ancestry.com, is it right for the authorities to have access to that? If I'm looking to find out who my great, great grandfather was, and here you're not that I'm doing anything wrong, should I expect that one day the cops may call me and say, you know, we ran your DNA, and even though you're not connected to this crime, you have the familial match or whatever. Do you have a sister or you know, brother, you know, whatever? I mean,
yeah, then you can tell them to, you know, piss off or, you know, answer their questions, you know, because that's what I'm saying. If they're coming and questioning you about your DNA, that means that you committed a crime against another human being, like where you caused bodily injury, you know? And then, yeah, you know, check it out. If you reached out and touched someone, expect to, you know, to do the time. Because it always comes back on you.
Okay. So once again, I say then, if you're going to use my DNA to solve crimes or to find a cure for cancer or whatever, then that means that while you're using my DNA to solve a crime, again, then that means that if my DNA was, no, I'm saying so, but I'm going to the cancer thing. Does that mean again that I should make the millions off of?
Yeah, I think you should, hey, you know, it was your DNA that, you know, gave up the magic key.
So then for the crime thing, again, if they, you know how sometimes they can run your DNA, but it wasn't you, but there's a familial match. Mm-hmm. Should I have to say, if they say, well, you know, you have a brother, you have a sister, should I be obligated to have to say, well, yeah, my sister lives here, or my brother is living here, whatever. Here's their address.
No, you always have the right to, you know. You don't have to answer the questions. You know, tell them to piss off. And you're within your rights to do that.
See, this is where I just think that, you know, with this topic, you know, like I said, you know, Crazy Lady, we can get in. There's so many
I know.
Weeds that we can get into, because I am really torn because, again, if it's something where it's like murder or something like that, I get it. But at the same time, I was a victim. Did you ever solve my crime? And at the same time, let's say that you did solve the, you solved the original crime. You solved the rape crime was solved. Mm-hmm. You caught the person, whatever. Should you be required? Should states then be required, even though I know they're not going to do it, should they be required to destroy your DNA and take it out of the system?
Well, once it's in the system, it's in the system. You know what I mean?
So should there be another system that doesn't put you in the system?
I don't know. It's like the whole fingerprint system. Okay. When that first came about, there's a lot of people, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's pretty much the same as fingerprint, just way more advanced, you know?
Well, even
is the way I look at it.
Well, true. Because I mean, I have been fingerprinted so many times. Every time you get this license or that license or get a credit for this, you know, you got to do your background checks and all this other stuff. And my whole thing is you all already have my fingerprints. Why do I have to pay for you to run my fingerprints again when you already have them and you can just, you know, run them? So, you know, so if you have to take your fingerprints and get fingerprints every time to get, you know, a license for this or a license for that, then can't they do the same thing with your DNA? You know, it's like, why do you have to keep getting, you know, if you already have it?
Well, prove that it's you, you know, because like fingerprints are like, it's right there. Someone's watching you do the fingerprint, you know. But fingerprints can change.
Well, your DNA can't change.
No, exactly.
So why do I have to keep giving a fingerprint? But the DNA, like you said, is in the system.
Yeah, I
see. That's where the money and greed.
Yeah,
comes yeah. In. That's where the money and greed comes in. But I mean, I don't know. I just
well, there was that one guy. I forget who it was, but he did. I mean, it's closed now. You can't enter it anymore. But he was collecting, like, people were sending him their DNA for, you know, for like future use of, you know, genetically fine, you know. Mm-hmm. Scientific. It was all scientific and stuff. I forgot. I'll find that article for you.
So do you think that, like, I don't know if you were on when I first said about the woman in San Francisco who she was raped in 2016, but she was, you know, her DNA was used to solve a case where she was breaking into homes and 2021, 22, whatever it was. And now she's suing the city of San Francisco. Do you think she has a right to sue?
No.
Okay.
You see, when it just, yeah. Anytime you've, like, say you've broken the law like a million years ago, right? And it was a felony. Check it out. The government, they have your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. Okay, and when they're taking that DNA in your plea agreement or whatever, it states specifically where you agree to, you know, give them your DNA and it be put on, you know, that, you know, databases.
So do you?
Do I worry? No, because I'm not going to go out and do, you know, idiotic things like, you know.
That's not what I was going to ask. I was going to ask, so when you go to the police station, I'm just going by what I see on TV, Law and Order and stuff like that. If you were to blow your nose and you threw it away in the trash bin at the police station, yes, that is, they can get it. I do believe that they should be able to go into the trash can and get your cigarettes and all the other stuff. But are we going to turn into a society where if you blow your nose, if you are smoking, whatever, you don't throw that stuff away until you get home? Because you never know who's going through your trash. I mean, once the trash is
put, yeah, but put, it's like, it's like, okay, what could they use? Okay. What could a common layman like you do with my DNA? Really, seriously. I mean, think about it. smeared all over the place and go kill someone smeared all over the place?
No, no, I mean, no, I mean, no, I mean, no, I understand that. But, but when you think of the fact that people are literally going through people's trash and they're taking their identities and what have you, you don't think that there's going to be a time when people are going to go through your trash and be able to do something with your DNA? And maybe commit that crime, or maybe you
know. No, I don't think. I don't think so.
See, I think that's possible. I mean, I think
the worst they could do is just, like, I don't know, make a clone of you, okay? But again, not every Tom, Dick, and Harry are going to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
True.
I mean, it takes a lot of, you know.
True, but you don't think that. I mean, but you don't think that is possible for someone. Even if it's just one time, some crazy person, some person who's just really devious, and they just say, you know what, I was over a crazy lady's house the other day, or I was over Silent's house, and I'm going to, you know, take something of hers with her DNA on it, and I'm going to go, you know, rob a bank or go break into someone's house, or, you know,
yeah, I'm not going to worry about gonna, stuff like
okay.
that.
All right, see, yeah, I just think that the lengths that when
I mean, they have to be a billionaire to, you know, process my DNA to even, like, start to,
right,
you know.
Said that, again, I go back to, and I know that I sound far-fetched and everything, but I go back to when identity theft first happened. People are like, oh, no, people are not going to be able to do this. People aren't going to be able to do that. But now everybody has a printer in their house. Everybody has access to this. You can go to Staples, and you can print stuff and do stuff that's probably a crime right up under everybody's nose while they're waiting to use the copier. You're over there doing whatever. You know, and people said that they weren't going to do that, but look at how much of an issue it is now. So this is why I say that at some point with this DNA thing, I think it's possible that
maybe in a gazillion years, and I'll be dead by then, so it won't, you know. But I don't think, because I mean, DNA, that's like down to like a cellular, you know.
I know, but
And I mean, we leave DNA all over the place without even realizing it, you know.
Yes, our DNA, you know, once, yes, it's everywhere.
It's all over the place.
It
That's
is.
I'm saying, like in a crime, you know how much DNA you'd have to, like, how, like, yeah, just, no, I don't think that people could get set up for another crime, you know, by someone planting DNA, you know.
Okay, so then would it be reasonable for, I mean, unless I absolutely had no reason to be in there. Okay, let's say I went to a particular McDonald's all mm-hmm. the time, and they knew who I was. I go in there all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm touching the door handle. My hand is on the counter. It may be on the pin pad while I'm putting in my pin number, whatever. It's mm-hmm. everywhere but behind the counter on a register, whatever. So let's say I break into this McDonald's mm-hmm. and I steal the money from the register, whatever. And they have my DNA from when I reported another crime, and my victim DNA is in the system, and my fingerprints, whatever. And they come knocking on my door. They're like, you know, Solid, we have reason to believe. And I say, well, prove it. Well, your DNA and your fingerprints. Well, I come to this McDonald's every day.
Yeah,
but
they would.
But I was smart enough that when I was breaking into the register and stuff, I was wearing gloves. So, do I have an alibi? Do I have an alibi? The fact that, and they look at the camera and they see I'm coming in there every day, whatever. But you know, I was smart enough to do things a certain way, and I was able to rob to go behind the register and get everything. But my DNA and everything and my fingerprints, they are there. So can a victim whose victim DNA, is it possible for them to get out of a crime if they say, well, you know, I come here all the time, or I used to, you know,
I don't know,
hang out.
They could, so. They probably could, you know, if they had, like, you know, they planned everything else where it was like solid, you know, like an alibi for, you know. Yeah, I mean.
So do you think that people,
I mean, feasible, but like you'd have to, like, that's a lot of work to prove, you know.
Okay.
Mr. Robin McDonald.
So do you think that people will stop reporting certain crimes because they would be concerned that their DNA, you know?
No, because the person that, you know, if you ain't done nothing to worry about it, you're not going to worry about it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's the way I look at it, you know?
Okay.
Innocent people aren't going to worry about, you know, them being, you know, connected in a murder, you know, or a crime, whatever, you know, because they don't have to work because they didn't do nothing.
Well, should you be concerned, like if you like men who are sperm donors, and I'm not saying anything about a crime or anything here, but I'm saying should men be worried that if they are donor number 525, should they be worried that one day, you know, this kid who is their kid, you know, has access to this DNA, whatever. I mean, should people be worried about that? Because there's been some concern that some of these labs have whatever, you know, information is not confidential. Like things we think are confidential, and it's not. Hell, our PIN numbers are not even confidential. People are getting into our bank accounts and everything. So, I mean, this confidentiality. I mean, how far does it go?
I don't know. You know, with the sperms and stuff. Didn't they have that? They had. I just saw a thing on the other day where they had this one doctor that impregnated like a lot of women at his sperm clinic. And he goes, oh, I was just helping the families. But turned out that, you know, he was using his sperm to fertilize the eggs and stuff. You know, I mean, there's always going to be sickos out there that are going to do like off the wall things.
But I mean, but again, it's like for him to do something like that, I mean, even for something like this confidentiality stuff, it's like, again, you're expecting to get donor 505, but I'm getting this doctor right here. And I mean, it's like, what do you do? I mean,
then you just tell the kid, hey, look, I was sperm donor, no, blah, 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 blah. You know?
I don't know. I mean, when you guys, and like you said, our DNA is everywhere. And when you think about it, our DNA, I mean, that's also.
What was that movie? Attica. Have you ever seen that movie? Attica?
Yes. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, I'm just saying that when you guys really think about it, your DNA is in a hell of a lot of places. It's in a hell of a lot of places. You know, places where, you know, I don't know. I just think that is scary and crazy labeling. I understand, and I'm with you 100%.
They have scanners now that all they have to do is just like scan your eyes, like and it like totally like maps out like who better than facial recognition. They all they need to do is just see your eyes.
And that's another thing, you know, so you have that, you have, I mean, you know, for your phones, you know, you have the facial recognition, you have, there's cameras pretty much on every corner in America, you know, so the DNA thing, I mean, I just think that it's scary. I just think that, and again, I understand when you say don't do the crime, but I still think that is scary that your DNA is going into a database, wherever. When you go to the doctor, they want to get blood to run this test, whatever. It's like, what do they do with that blood? Are they destroying it? What are they doing with it? Do they keep it?
You know, they have to keep like some of it because like what if you were murdered or fucking something, you know what I mean? Like where would they get?
So you're saying that if a doctor's office or a hospital that they have stacks and stacks of blood from years and years and years from people who have just gone into.
Well, some people, you know, yeah, they have like, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, and then when you think about it, if you go to the Red Cross and you give blood and you're a blood donor, does that mean like if I needed blood and I got Jeffrey Dahmer's blood, that if or whatever, I mean, or if I or someone else got my blood and they're going around, they're killing people, are people going to come knock on my door because I gave blood to this person? Is my blood going to go away once the blood donor? I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but if you donate blood to someone and they go commit a crime, can they come knocking on my door saying, hey, you know, we have reason to
believe that. Yeah, I wonder what happens to that DNA in that blood.
That's a good question. Seriously.
Never thought about that.
Seriously. So when you think about all of this, it's like, Ace, hey, welcome. And Power Girl, welcome. I mean, when you think about all of this, it's like, to me, that's just scary. So that's why I'm saying that they're just, I don't know. And the more and more I'm thinking about this, the more and more I'm thinking that victim
you want to run to the bubble?
Should not be used. I mean, seriously. Oh, and Ace, I am glad you're here because I was thinking about you today because I could not remember what you said, how you gave your kids gifts. You said one that they want, one that they need, and I couldn't remember the other one. So if you could tell me that, I'd appreciate it. Dee, welcome. You know, so crazy lady, I don't know. So I'm talking myself really into not wanting to not want to give victim DNA because I mean, you know, I don't know. You know, years ago, this was back in 2000. It was 2000 or 2001. I was driving a car that I just had so many problems with, and the car was only like a year and a half old. I was having so many problems with that car, and it would just stop. It would just stop. And they were looking at the transmission. They were doing everything. They could not figure out what was wrong with this car. So one day I had taken the car in and the guy from the dealership called and said, hey, is it okay if one of my guys drives your car home tonight? So, and they'll, you know, put gas in the car, blah, blah, blah. But he lives, you know, about an hour away. And we're just trying to see what you see when you're driving the car. And I told them no. And he said, well, you know, we're insured, blah, blah, blah. And I said, that's not the reason. And he said, why? I said, well, I don't know where my car is going to go. I don't know if what if my car is involved in a crime? That's going to come back to me. And the guy thought that I was being ridiculous, but I was totally serious. And that's how I see DNA. What if, you know, what if you're taking my DNA and it's involved in a crime? So, I mean, I know, crazy. I know you think that I'm, you know, but this is the stuff that I think about. See, okay. Something you want, something you need, and something to read. Okay, something to read.
That's something to read.
Something to read. Okay.
I like that rule.
Yes, I do like that rule, and I need to write it down. So, but yeah, I mean, I will say this, crazy lady. Now that you said the whole thing about the cure and the cancer, now I'm definitely like, you better make sure that I get a piece of that.
Well, I'll tell you what, if your DNA helps, I mean, dude, I will, like, do everything within my power and my capability to make it happen. I'll blow up the phones. They'd be like, oh, my God. They'll probably just give you, like, a dollar or something, nothing just to shut me up.
Yeah, so, I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't know, y'all. I just think that when you...
right here, look. See? Get it?
So... again, going back to not being able to sue, are you saying that you should not be able to sue because you shouldn't have done the crime?
Yeah. I'm a firm believer in that.
But
it, I guess but, you should have thought about that before you robbed, you know, whomever's house or whatever.
But you know? Okay, so do you think that there should be laws where those crimes, where DNA cannot be used? Do you think that those are good laws, or especially for sexual assault victims? Do you think that those laws, because you have, like I said, some states like California, I think Nevada is another, where they're saying if you're a victim of sexual assault, you cannot use that DNA to solve crimes. You know, and does that mean that if you're a victim of sexual assault and you provide, you know, they have that DNA for that rape kit, and they're just trying to find the hit, they say, okay, well, let's just run this through the rape database. I mean, should they just be able to do that? Just because
why would the victims, I don't see where the victim's DNA would be taken, you know, because they're not looking for the victim's DNA. They're looking for the, you know.
Right. So this is what I'm saying. So if your DNA is in the
I know why they take it.
Why?
Because if they catch, you know, whomever, and like that your DNA could be like on a piece of clothing or, you know, something like that. Or on their skin, like if they catch him right away, he's got a scratch. Some of your DNA would be on them too.
Okay, but again, if victim DNA for a rape kit is put in a separate database, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that you should be able to come over and say, well, let me look at this DNA. Like I said, you have some law enforcement who is going to ancestry.com to run, you know, to go to their database, whatever. I don't think that that's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. And yes, you can say don't do the crime, but again, there's an expectation of privacy. When you get those kits for ancestry.com, you know, people, you know, it says on that thing that, you know, this is a confidential thing. I know this, you know, because my husband got one. I said, you're actually going to send that in? I would not send that in because it's not going to be confidential. Tullian and Shy Lady, welcome. I mean, it's not going to be confidential. Your information, if they want it, they will get it.
Yeah. I think, like my mom was saying, in France, they don't have like a national database of, you know, like where they can't go get ancestry.com and stuff. It's like against the law or something like that there. I was like, really? That's weird. But because my aunt did that 123me or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And, found out a lot, but we probably get like way more connections if she was able to do, you know, have a connection to France.
I think that that's fine, but I also think that for places like that, that once the search is over with, you destroy it. Once the person has been caught for that rape, whatever, you destroy it. I don't think that you know, that you should be able to, I just don't think that, you know, that needs
that to, file to, needs to be deleted, because I think that's how it's
right.
They right. have it mapped and yeah.
Right. And then the same thing for the Red Cross. If I give blood, does that mean that every time someone goes in to give blood, you know, be it because they're trying to be a good Samaritan, or some people give blood because they need the money, does that mean that, you know, that I'm going to have an FBI agent at my door saying that we want to talk to you of a crime that, you know, happened, blah. I mean, it's like, again, the expectation of confidentiality. But yet I do understand the need to solve crimes, but does that mean that maybe you need to, you know, find another way to do your job? You know, so, and then Petty Deb says, people cannot access your information on any ancestry information. That is not true. Ancestry.com is being used in some places for law enforcement. You know, so, I mean, I don't know. I just think that with all the experiments that have gone on over the years with technology, the way it is, our information is everywhere. We don't even have to smear it everywhere because it's already out there. Our social security numbers are out there. Our addresses are, I mean, our emails. I mean, all that stuff is out there. But when you start talking about DNA, it takes it to an entirely different level, and you have to give access. That is not true. You know, because when you look at even with rape kits and whatever, they say that is confidential and no one, you know, will be able to get it without your okay. But yet law enforcement is doing it. Yet they are solving crimes by going into that's the whole thing with victim DNA. They have gone to Ancestry.com to solve cases that Ancestry gave that information to them without your knowledge. I mean, it sounds great, you know, to say, well, you know, I'm not going to say anything to this person because, you know, you work for me and I can't do it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Nope. Fetty Jeff says, okay. You know, so I'm just saying. So, and the ancestry, I know that for a fact, because I know somebody who works in a government agency that does it. So, you know,
not our government.
I don't know y'all.
No, say it isn't so.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. So it's like when you talk about the government and all these other places, it's like, seriously, do you think that just because they say, well, you know, unless you say that we can do it, please. I mean, people will give up your information, whatever, they don't care. And when it comes to the government, law enforcement, they do whatever the hell they want. They do it, and then they say, well, we'll worry about it later. So, but, okay. But me, I'm not giving my DNA to Ancestry or any of those places. You know, I'll do my own late work on Ancestry and do my own cross-referencing and, you know, whatever. But I don't know. Now that I really think about it, since I've been talking all this time, I don't think victim DNA should be used. So I guess I'm not conflicted anymore. So anyway, y'all, that's all I got. Crazy lady, you want to give any last words?
Yeah, your DNA is all everywhere, dude.
And I still say that technology will allow you to,
Well, I tell you what, if I got that kind of technology, yeah, I don't think somebody with that kind of technology is going to, you know, frame, you know, me. No, trust me, nobody wants to be me.
I'm not saying you in particular or me or whatever, but I'm just saying that, you know, years ago, we were saying the same thing about identity theft. Oh, no, yeah. no one's going to do this and no one's going to do that. And this, that, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is not going to happen. And look at where we are. I'm just saying that with technology getting more and more advanced every single day, Lord knows what people have in their homes. You know, you just never know. That's
right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. So, but anyway, crazy lady, thanks for coming up and hanging out with me. I appreciate it. Well, y'all, I am going to end the show with Anita Baker. So here we go. Wait, hold on, if I can get it. Da, 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 da. Here we go.
Make me happy, I don't even try. You're hurting me, yeah. You're doing me wrong. I can see it in your eyes. To who I wanna be gone. And I know I'm gonna miss you, my love.
Well, everyone, that is it. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening wherever you are in the world. I appreciate all of you all coming and hanging out with me this afternoon, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Bye.